The makers of Alka-Seltzer are proud to present for your enjoyment those two likable, lovable old radio friends of yours, Lum and Abner. Yes, friends, your ears didn't deceive you. Lum and Abner in person are back to entertain you. And I know that many thousands of you listeners join me in welcoming these two lovable characters from Pine Ridge back to the air. Two, it seems quite fitting that another old friend of yours should be the one to make these radio visits with Lum and Abner possible. I'm referring, of course, to Alka-Seltzer. You know, in many respects, Lum and Abner and Alka-Seltzer are very much alike. They're both friendly. They both help you forget your troubles. And they're always dependable. If you happen to be a Lum and Abner fan who's never experienced the amazing relief that Alka-Seltzer offers for headaches, acid indigestion, minor stomach upsets, muscular aches and pains, and in cold distress, may we suggest that you do not put off trying it any longer. For you'll find Alka-Seltzer a most pleasant and effective remedy for these common ailments. And so when you hear Lum and Abner on the air, we hope you'll remember that Alka-Seltzer is a good friend to have in your home, too, because it offers you and your family pleasant relief for so many unpleasant ailments. And now, we take you to Pine Ridge. You know, the Jot'em Down store was temporarily closed over a year ago. Well, it's been announced that the mercantile establishment will be reopened today. As we look in on the little community now, it's early morning. And we find Lum and Abner standing at the front door of their store. Listen.
Well, I'll be dead blame me if that ain't a fine howdy-do. A fine how-do-you-do, I must say. Wait all this time for a chance to open up the store and get down here and neither one of us has got a key to unlock the door with.
Well, I just allowed you to have yours, Lum. You always carry that big bunch of keys hanging on your belt.
Yeah, but I never brung them. Whereabouts is your key?
I don't know. The last I seen of it, it was flying over the top of old Piney Mountain.
Flying? Key flying?
Yeah, see, I let that little Matthews boy put it on a kite string here a while back, showing him how a key'll climb a kite string, you know.
For goodness sakes.
Well, it climbed it all right. But about the time it got up to the kite, well, the string broke, and the last I seen of it, the key and the kite both were sailing over old Piney Mountain.
Well, Granny, somebody could have found that key and broke in the store here and carried off everything we had.
Yeah, I know it. I just hated it something wonderful, but I couldn't help it.
No use to lock the store if you're going to be losing keys all over town.
No.
That's the first thing I thought about after we closed up last year. I went right home and hid mine so there wouldn't be no chance to lose them.
Yeah, well, there ain't no use arguing now. It's done dead. Let's go over to your place and get them.
Well, wait a minute. Let's see if we can't figure out some other way to get in here.
Well, it won't take 2 minutes to run over to your place and get your keys, Lum.
Granny, if we had a crowbar, I believe we could pry that door open.
I'll run over and get them myself. Or whereabouts are they at, Lum?
Well, if we could knock out a corner of that glass there, we could reach a hand through there and unlock it from the inside.
Well, what's the use to tear up a good door when all we got to do is just run over there and get your keys, Lum?
There ought to be some way to break that in.
What's wrong with getting the key?
Well, if you must know, Abner, I think I overdone it when I hid them last spring. Can't even find them myself.
Oh.
Tore that place upside down yesterday trying to find them. I don't know what I'd done with them. Might have buried them, but I don't know where.
For goodness sake.
Well, when we closed up, I just supposed we'd be open in a few weeks. See, there's the sign we hung on the door when we locked up, recollect? Jot'em Down Store, temporary closed.
Yeah, we had the wrong word there, Lum, at temporary, or else I don't know what it means, one.
No, you're right. It was the wrong word. I know I couldn't have come this close to starving to death, just temporary.
Oh.
Well, here now, how are we going to get this thing open?
You reckon we could both catch hold of that doorknob and just force the lock open?
Of course not. You mean turn it... Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Did you find your key?
No, it just turned. It must not even been locked. Well, I'll be dead blamed.
You mean he's been sitting there unlocked all this time?
Must have been. Come on, let's... Look, I bet you there ain't a nickel's worth of stuff left in here.
Doggies. Musty in here, you know it.
Here, leave that door open. Let it air out a little.
Yeah, for goodness sake.
Look at the dust.
I don't believe there's been a soul in here, Lump. Look at the candy case there. Everything's still there.
Yeah. All melted and run together.
Oh, my goodness.
And if they thought that was mixed candy when they sold it to us, they ought to see it now. Now, I don't believe there's been nobody in here, Abner. Looks just like it did when we left, except for the dust.
Yeah, well, good for us. Awful honest community, I'll say that for us.
Yeah, or else nobody thought to try that door one.
No.
Granny, let me sit down. Makes me tired to think about the work we got to do in here.
Yeah, we better get at it, Olam. Get these floors swept out the first thing.
Yeah, that's what you ought to do, Abner. Folks will notice dirty floors quicker than anything.
What I ought to do? What about you grabbing a broom there and helping me?
Have you forgot that I can't stand to sweep on account of the dust bothering my asthma?
Oh. Well, you can be straightening up them shelves, then.
Well, what about that catch in my back? I can't be reaching up on them shelves. I could wash the winders.
Yeah.
If it weren't for putting my hands in that cold water and bringing my rheumatisms back.
Uh-oh. I was just in hopes that this year's rest would have got you over all that, Lum.
No, I don't believe it has, Abner. I found out one thing. A fella can get tired of doing nothing, same as he can anything else. Just wore out from resting.
Yeah.
Wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle. Or that is, physical. My brain ain't tired. I can sit here and think up things for you to do all day.
Yeah, I noticed that. Now, listen, Lom. We might as well have this out right here. Now, this place has got to be cleaned up, and I ain't going to do it by myself. Now, you can just get right up from there and help me. Come on.
Wait a minute now. Hold on. Don't be in such a rage. We don't have to jump into it like we was fighting fire. Sit down a minute. Got a bunch of things to talk over here before we do any business.
What?
Well, about restocking the store, for one thing. Out of all the fresh articles, bananas and fruit, potatoes. Them potatoes over there we left here sprouted and resprouted.
Oh, yeah, them's gone, yeah. And look at them bananas hanging yonder. The stock where they's at, anyway.
That's what I say. We got to study up some way to get some new merchandise in here.
Well, we can't buy no more stuff till we sell something, Lum.
And we can't sell nothing till we get something to sell.
No.
All we got's canned goods and a little dry goods. If we could just sell a big order of what we got here for cash, we'd be all right.
Oh, sure.
I might go over and talk to Miss Bates. She's running the boarding house over at the sawmill now, you know.
Yeah.
She usually writes smart stuff and pays cash.
Well, she's doing all her trading over at Dick Huddleston's, Olam. He can't depend on her.
Of course, we can get 2 weeks' credit in there at the wholesale house, the county seat. And that outfit in Fort Smith will wait on us a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we might not have the money in that length of time to pay them, though, Lum.
No, but buy from one of them 1 week and then the other in the next. We can pay for one batch of stuff from what we take in on the other. Sort of rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, sure. If they give us credit while we can... Huh?
That's the only way I know to do it.
Now, listen, Lum. I want to go back in the store business just as bad as anybody. But if we've got to start such as that, let's just close her back up right now.
What are you talking about?
That stealing. I wouldn't stoop that low if we never opened up.
Who said anything about stealing?
You did. Said we'd rob somebody to pay Paul.
Oh, that I said rob Peter.
Well, what do we owe Paul Warner first? Got to be paid so quick.
I never said Paul Warner. Paul Smith. John Doe.
Two of them, huh? Now, listen, Lum. Them is bills that you run up yourself, and I don't aim to help you pay them.
I ain't asking you to pay nothing.
And I ain't going to help you to rob old Peter McGillicuddy, neither.
Rob Peter McGillicuddy?
Very odd is you going over and jumping on a poor old man like that, sticking a gun in his face, tying him up to a bedpost, and taking every nickel he's got in the world away from you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Lum.
I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
Ain't ashamed of taking that poor old man's savings when you know he's too old and feeble to protect himself? Now, that ain't like you, Lum. that there Paul Smith and that other feller's talked you into this. That's what's happened.
Nobody's talked me into nothing.
Yes, they have done it, too. Now, you just been running in the wrong kind of company, Lum, running up debts and then stealing from that poor old man to pay for them.
Well, grannies, I must be tired, or I'd get up from here and whop you right on top of the head.
I'll tell him, I'll warn him what you're aiming to do just as sure as I'm standing here. Now, I like you and all that, Lum, but if you've took to stealing, Dad, blame it, I don't want to have a thing to do with you. Not a thing
in
the world. You hear me?
Shut up a minute. That's our ring, I think.
Huh?
That's it. Sure as the world. Answer it, Abner. It might be a customer.
Oh, nobody don't even know it opened up yet. More than likely one of them crook friends of yours. I'll tell them what I think of them, too. Hello, jot them down, store. Mom?
Granny, you ain't improved a bit. Or to send him to school while he's gone for a year.
Oh, well, I never knowed who it was. Well, I reckon so. Yeah, give me a pencil, Mom. I got to put this order down.
Here, here. Talk him into taking all you can, Abner.
Yeah, hello? All right, what is you wanting? Dozen cans of Harmony. All right. Ain't got no potatoes.
Talk him into taking rice or something else.
How about some rice? About 10 pounds ought to be enough.
Make it 20.
Better make it 20. Uh-huh. 6 cans of tomatoes.
Well, make it a case while you're at it.
A case of tomatoes oughtn't to be too many, ought it? All right. What else?
Granny, that's bound to be Miss Bates over at the boarding house. She'll pay cash, too.
I ain't got no flour.
Well, tell her we'll get her some. And sell her some of them canned peaches up there, Abner.
Yeah, well, Lum says we'll get you some flour. And how about a case of canned peaches? Oh, dear. Well, a half a case, then. All right.
Granny, she's a lifesaver.
What else?
That's what I call starting business outright.
Is that all now?
Ain't been open 10 minutes.
Well, I don't know where I can carry all this stuff over there or not.
Oh, sure, we'll get it over there. We can hire a wagon.
Well, Lum says we'll hire a wagon and bring it over. All right. Goodbye.
Nice work, Abner. I granted you done good.
Well,
let's get that order up and get it on over there right now. Bring the cash back here, and I'll go into the county seat and buy what we're needing.
Well, I don't much think it's going to be cash, Lum.
Why, sure it's cash. Miss Bates, she always pays cash.
Miss Bates? That weren't Miss Bates. That was my woman, Elizabeth, calling up a list of stuff we're needing over at the house. Now, I ain't got no money to pay for it.
For goodness sakes. One more deal like that, and we're going to have to rob Peter or somebody.
Well, it's great fun to have Lum and Abner back on the radio again, isn't it? With their old-fashioned fun and friendly humor, they always seem to make a fellow feel better. And that's what Alka-Seltzer does, too. It helps you feel better. For example, when you eat too much and suffer with acid indigestion afterwards, for prompt relief and pleasant relief, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. They say that a good appetite's a pretty sure sign of good health, and that may be true. But it's also true that a good appetite can cause a lot of our troubles. When you overload your stomach with too much food and drink, it very often brings on acid indigestion distress and heartburn, doesn't it? Well, why suffer with distress after meals, acid indigestion, upset stomach, or heartburn when Alka-Seltzer offers such quick, welcome relief? That's the time to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve a tablet or two in a glass of water and drink the effervescent alkalizing solution. You'll like its pleasant taste, for it's not at all like some bitter-tasting medicine. And you'll like how pleasant it makes you feel, too. Remember, Alka-Seltzer offers you pleasant relief for many other unpleasant ailments. Take it, too, for headaches, for muscular pain and fatigue, and for the distress of colds. Be sure to get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. Never be without it in your home. Be sure to listen to Lum and Abner tomorrow night at this same time. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:15 p.m. over this station. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.